28 minutes to 9 at BBC Radio Kent.
And it's time for our second look at the newspapers of the morning with our fabulous newspaper reviewer today. You've heard her here before doing this, and we invited her back because she was so good. Miriam McGuirk, the author who hails from Maidstone, but also sometimes disappears off to Turkey to do some of your writing, don't you? Have a base there as well.
Yes, I do. And I will be disappearing back, I reckon, April time till the end of July. But I am relishing being back in Kent right now.
Can I just ask, what is that you've come into the studio with in your hand? It looks rather interesting.
I know. Someone pressed this into my hand as I walked into the studio. Let me explain.
Please.
I want to congratulate BBC Radio Kent, because last Sunday, as you know, the History of Pop was aired. And it was all about people all around, actually not just Kent, but all around the UK, who had collected memorabilia or had met some of these amazing pop stars in the 70s.
A lot of them came to Kent. They played
and
live.
A lot of them came to Kent.
And it was a fascinating story. It was on last Sunday with Adam Dowling, and it's still available on BBC iPlayer. If you missed
superb.
It, I urge you to listen to that, because it was a really interesting listen.
And funnily enough, my husband, Chris Pollard, who had one hell of a backstory to tell, has some amazing
memorabilia?
Autographs in this little tartan book.
Ooh, who have we got in there?
One, I mean, they're masses, but the ones that spring to mind are Jimi Hendrix and the Rolling Stones.
Wow.
Good grief.
And he actually it was his parents who started the whole thing off when he was a little boy.
Wow.
And he's carried on. So they're packed with these amazing photographs. Anyway, Phil wants first to auction them later, I hear.
Well, that's great. I'll give you £10 for it.
Either that or it's ending up in my handbag.
Exactly.
Ending up in my handbag. Yes. Phil is our producer, I should explain. He's saying that any donations will obviously go to the BBC Radio Kent Saturday Breakfast Christmas Party Fund.
Yes.
Yes.
And, you know, to which you're invited.
Buy us a couple of fizzy bottles.
So too.
Maybe not Chris, but certainly.
No, VIP, because I brought it into the studio.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
What did you find in the papers for us this time
around? Okay, well, this time round, it's from The Times, and the heading is "Our Green and Pleasant Land is Being Reborn." And isn't this wonderful news to know that there is being a revival of planting of trees taking place? This particular article is about an area called Needwood, which is near the village of Draycott, where Staffordshire meets Derbyshire, I believe. Mm-hmm. And seemingly, since the late 90s, they have been replanting millions of trees. Now, I know about Dandelion Thyme in Kent, and like many of the charities, they have had tree planting schemes, which is fantastic. And there is also the Green Man Conservation, where they advise on sustainable planting. But how wonderful that there are also children involved with tree planting events. And they've also created in this area 60 miles of cycleways. I'll repeat that, cycleways. And and they also have a 75-mile walking trail. So this is wonderful news. And I really hope that this now rolls out to the rest of the UK. And I'm sure lots of your listeners will know exactly what's happening in Kent as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So and we could follow that lead, couldn't we? Take a leaf from their book.
Indeed.
All right.
Indeed.
Moving on to the weekend magazines. In the Daily Mail, Sue Barker's rescue dog makes an appearance today.
Yes. Yeah. And this is wonderful.
He's a cutie. I can see the pictures. I love him.
He's an absolute cutie. Well, what happened with Sue Barker is that she and her husband, they lost two dogs within a year, very, very sadly. And she had heard about K9, and it's K9 Angels in Romania. And they rescue dogs, but not just the puppies, which we all love. And I have to say, I am a little bit of a sucker for the puppies. But
we all are.
Yes. But she actually wanted to adopt a dog that was older and obviously more difficult to rehouse.
Yes.
And Seemingly, Batty has just taken to this new way of life and living, no problem. She did struggle a little bit when they took her for her first walk because the whole concept didn't really register with her.
She probably didn't understand when someone said walkies, unless they said it in Romanian, she wouldn't know what they were talking about. That's the thing. Sue probably had to learn a few words in Iranian so the poor dog could integrate.
That's right. And I will give you a laugh at the moment because in my next book, I'm doing a little bit of research. I mean, I actually learned, I could relate to this article because I had to learn from scratch when I first moved to Turkey. We actually had two rescue dogs. Well, I was afraid of dogs, being bitten by an Alsatian or six when I was a child. And our two rescue dogs, honestly, unbelievable. And now if I see a dog puppy, I'm there. But I have to, you know, you have to be careful in terms of biting and stuff.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
But I just think this is a wonderful story. And he's now going to have a beautiful life. He's eight now, and long may he live in comfort on Sue Barker's sofa.
Yes, and I think people should follow Sue Barker's lead. We do have a fabulous rescue home of our own here in Kent, Battersea Brands Hatch. And I urge people, if you're thinking of getting a dog this weekend, don't go out and buy a puppy. Because as you say, Miriam, there are lots of older dogs. And I've rehomed lots of cats in my life. And I've always gone for the older ones.
Yes.
Who are a little bit troubled because they're the ones people look at and go, oh no, we want the kittens.
Yes.
No. Do you know what? They have so much love to give.
They have.
And I really think people should get out there and try and rehome an animal before you buy one.
I agree. And even to go dog walking, I'm sure there are a few. I'm going to start actually researching that in Kent while I'm here, that, you know, go and take some of these dogs out for little walks in the park.
I wouldn't give them back. That's the problem. I'd be coming home with 20 dogs at the end of the week.
I know.
And finally, well, it is Valentine's weekend, isn't it? So the papers are awash. Yes.
Who knew? And actually, you know, this article, as you say, is in The Guardian, and it's how do you actually show your love? Now, here's a question for you, Pat and Erica. How do you show your love?
365 days a year, 24 hours a day.
A day non-stop, you're on duty. I knew that.
See, I'm still looking for someone to show love to. That's the problem. So I share my love quite freely and lots of kisses and things.
May I say you do it beautifully because, you know, a hug a day.
Absolutely, very important, very important.
And what makes the world go round? Love, relationships, and also it's all the little things. It's not just for one day. And it's about giving people time, isn't it? Just a little bit of time. And a smile.
I greatly appreciate all the boys at BBC Radio Kent. Phil made me a cup of coffee this morning and I love that. And
exactly.
I take that as love on Valentine's Day weekend. And Pat's going out to get me a Valentine's card. He's just promised me.
Yes.
And his wife and daughter. He's
that's
got someone
right.
His daughter,
and I know the flowers.
Are they out there?
They arrived. They are there.
I'm so glad.
I have never seen such a container full with so many flowers.
That is called a skip. You call it a container.
Well,
it's a skip.
Don't tell Erica.
I need more vases before I get home. Thank you so much, Miriam.
It's been an absolute
delight.
And don't forget to tell everyone, not just today or tomorrow, but twice a day, I love you.
Oh. And we love you, Miriam.
And we
Thank
love you
for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you.